Honey, will you eat that snack cracker in your special outfit for me?
Howdy, Hillsboro. What is up, all y'all? I guess y'all know what time it is, huh? It is Sunday, which you know what that means. It's the latest episode of Howdy Hillsboro here on 97.9 The Hill. No point. My name is Eric Pruitt. I am an author, bartender, and co-host of this number one rated show on WCHL. Here with my partner in crime, Alexis Bravos, massage therapist and bartender as well. Sup, Alexis?
Hey, Eric. You told me to meet you at the ABC store, but it's closed.
Yeah, that's kind of the thing about Sunday. I'm sure there's got to be a way to get inside of here. If only we had some inside information. Who designed this thing anyway?
I don't know.
What about this guy hanging out over here in the bushes? Mr. Jim Parker. Look, it's Jamie Parker's husband, Jim Parker.
Oh,
what's shaking?
God, it's Jim Parker.
Who are you?
Hey, buddy, it's me. Man, are you still recovering from that Hillicaster show last Friday night?
I didn't think I was going to get out of there.
Oh, what a party. What a party.
Unbelievable. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
For those of y'all that don't know, Mr. Jim Parker here, who not only designed this ABC store, the largest one in the state, he's also the lead singer of Hillsboro's own The Hillicasters. Where'd you come up with that name, Jim? Tell us about the
Hillicasters. Well, the first part of the name is Hillsboro. So Hillsboro, Hillicasters, kind of play on words, so to speak.
That's brilliant. Yeah. That's brilliant stuff.
Isn't it amazing?
How'd you guys come about? Tell us a little bit about the Hillicasters. How'd y'all come about? What put y'all together?
We've been playing together in some fashion or form for the last 10 years. We have members come and go, and we get better, we get worse, it just depends on who we bring on board, but we have a great time, as you could see on Friday night.
Oh yeah. We're still finding people's britches hidden somewhere in the building.
This place is rife with discarded britches.
Yes.
The debauchery of it all.
Yeah. How you know a good party. Hey, so where are you from? You've made quite an impact here on Hillsboro. Where are you from here? Where are you from?
I'm from West Durham County. I've been working in Hillsboro for 30 more years. Jamie and I live in Orange County. We've been living here over 20 years, and we just love the town. And Summit's done a lot of projects in town, and we just embrace it. It's a great place to be, great place, and every time we go on a trip somewhere, we can't wait to get back. So it's just a wonderful town.
Heck yeah. You said some of these projects, when we were sitting here trying to figure out like where we were going to come and dig you up and find it, you guys do have like quite a few iconic Hillsboro locations that you've helped develop.
We do. I mean, Riverwalk is one of our designs that we worked on back in the 2015, 2014. The Gateway Center, where Weaver Street Market is, and the tax office and the Register of Deeds is in that building. The Orange County Annex, which is the big square building beside the parking deck, Orange County Library, the parking deck itself, 515 North Churton Street condominiums, some work out in Meadowlands, some buildings out there that we've done. We've done some improvements here for the town on Churton Street, sidewalk improvements that we helped get designed and approved through DOT and constructed several years ago. And probably a lot more that I cannot think of at this point in time, but,
That's pretty impressive.
So you and your team design buildings and structures. Jim, when you were a kid, did you play with Tinker Toys or Lincoln Logs?
I played with 2x4s and plywood from houses that were being built around us. So, yeah, that's what I did a lot of, build things like that, and I've always done that.
So is that what you wanted? Did you want to build things when you grew
up? Very hands-on. That's what I like. I like hands-on stuff, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's just
Is that always what you wanted to do when you grew up? Did you want to build
much,
things?
Pretty much all, yep. Other than to be a rock star or a professional golfer. I mean, I used to play a lot of golf growing up and spent a lot of time on the golf course up until I got my car. And then it kind of changed things. So.
And then you're just trying to cruise around looking for girls?
Who's listening to this? How many people listen?
No one is listening.
You
can open up to us, Jim.
Yeah, you could, dude, just let it.
It's just us.
Yeah, it's just
us. Well, my buddies were like that. I just kind of carried them around.
Of course. Of course. You know, he's being cagey because he's you know, he's married to one of the coolest ladies in town.
I am.
Miss Jamie Parker.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If y'all are lucky, maybe we'll get her on the show sometime.
That would be great. I would love that. Yeah.
Do you think she would tell us some stories about you?
She probably wouldn't want to be on the show. Yeah.
Get out there first.
I don't think she would be on the show. Forget that idea. Okay. Forget that.
So your Hillcaster sets are pretty heavy on the Rolling Stones tunes. I know you're a big fan. What is your favorite Rolling Stones record? And why?
I'd say my favorite is probably Let It Bleed.
That's mine.
Yeah. That was probably at their peak, you know, and people will argue the point, but you know, the Mick Taylor years, Beggar's Banquet, Let It Bleed, Sticky Fingers, Exile on Main Street, Goathead Soup, that was probably their golden run, as they say. But it's hard for me to really say one's my favorite, but I'd say that album is probably musically and vocally their best.
So Rolling Stones, Beatles, you're, I think, you know, on the side of the Stones. Were you also a Beatles fan?
Never.
Really?
Never. No. I will not claim that.
Yeah, you and I have had some fun conversations about the Rolling Stones and their influence, you know, their influence and, you know, how some bands will just straight up appropriate or steal, you know, some of our American music, you know, particularly from, you know, black culture like the blues or right. jazz, but the Rolling Stones never really did that. You know, they would bring the people on stage, you know, they bring B.B. King or Muddy Waters on stage and play with them and help, like, revitalize.
Well, they gave them credit where credit was due, and they, a lot of those early blues singers had a resurgent of their careers because of the Stones paying homage to them, you know. Howlin' Wolf, you know, John Lee Hooker. I can't think of a couple of the other guys, but Muddy Waters, all of them became even more well known when that happened, you know, when they started playing homage to them. So,
as opposed to the Beatles, who like literally jacked those records and said they wrote them.
I think we're going to get some hate mail about our anti-Beatles stance.
We get hate mail all the time. It's the only way we know anybody's listening to our number one rated talk show.
Exactly. Yeah. What's your favorite Rolling Stone song to perform?
Oh, probably Tumbling Dice, Beast of Burden, Let It Bleed. Probably those three. It's hard to say. It's just, you know, it depends on the night. It depends on the... Depends on if we're playing it right, you know. Sometimes we don't play it as well as we do the other nights, but.
So I know 2 gigs ago, I guess you played in like January or February, our favorite song that y'all played was Middle of the Road by the Pretenders.
Oh, my God, yeah.
What was your favorite song that you played this last Friday?
That's one of them, Eric. That wasn't a bad tune Friday night. I would say that, you know, we are trying to expand our repertoire, you know. You indicated we do a lot of Stones songs. Well, the boys in the band don't necessarily all like the Stones, but they do it because I force them. And but we've tried to expand it, but Middle of the Road's good. Middle of the Road is a good tune that we're doing.
You know, before we take off, you know, we should also add that Mr. Parker here is also our landlord here at Yonder, lovely 114 West King Street, where we spend most of our time. And during the pandemic, when everything was locked down, I mean, I'll always be indebted because while you were watching businesses in Raleigh and Chapel Hill and Durham, you know, people were going out of business because their landlords were kicking them out. You know, you have quite a few businesses. You own, you know, you own the buildings of quite a few businesses in town, and you didn't kick anybody out. So yeah, we're really, really appreciative, and we're thankful that you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. I mean, we got a. It's a team effort. I mean, we enjoy coming to the businesses downtown, whether we own the building or not. And but when all that happened, it was that was scary. That was scary. And, you know, we had some good banks that worked with us, too. So we managed to get through it. And I appreciate you all hanging on. And I believe, and I'm going by memory now, I think everybody basically in town, at least in our buildings, they've made it through. They're still here. So
yep, we saw all kinds of horror stories, and I know, you know, it could have been a much more stressful experience.
Yep.
But, thanks a lot.
You're absolutely
thanks a lot
well.
To you and you yep. and George Horton for being like guiding forces.
And thank you. Yep.
On that note, why don't we take a little break here? We got one remaining sponsor left, and we'll listen to them, and then we'll come back. And y'all want to ask Alexis some questions? You got any advice, Jim?
It depends on, is it bad or good? I'm probably good at good. I'm good at bad advice.
You just run.
So are we.
Yeah. You just feel. You feel it. People are gonna.
I like
giving
bad advice.
Yeah. People will follow it either way. So why don't y'all stick around? We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Jen Weaver, mayor of beautiful Hillsboro. Happy birthday to 97.9 The Hill. Thank you for serving the Chapel Hill area with news and information since 1953.
How? How was that?
You're going to come into King, you best not miss.
That's I'll never be as good as you. Welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everyone. I'm Alexis Bravos. I'm here with my co-host, Eric Pruitt, and our wonderful guest, Jim Parker. We're here on WCHL 97.9 No Point. WCHL. We are going to answer some advice questions. Jim, are you ready for that?
I'm ready.
All right. If y'all have your own advice questions, you can drop them in the pickle jar on the bar at Yonder.
Stick them in there.
Shove them right in.
Jam it in.
They'll fit.
It'll fit.
Be creative. If you don't want to do that, you can submit them through the internet portal.
Submit.
Submit them at chapelboro.com/Howdy Hillsboro. Slide them right in.
Slide it in.
All right, let's get started. Dear Alexis, in middle school, I would make a mixtape for my girlfriend or a crush. Then in college, it was a custom CD pulling songs from Napster. That's dating you. Now I guess the way to do that would be a playlist on Spotify. Is making a playlist for someone a sweet thing to do for someone, or is it creepy? I think that depends on who you're making the playlist for. If it's your girlfriend, then I would say, yeah, great, perfect.
But if you're a teacher and it's a student in your biology class,
probably not.
No.
No, no.
No.
Yeah.
Not good.
No.
But I mean, that's a good question because it's so much less intentional. I don't know if intentional is the right word, but like when you're making a mixtape, you know, back in the day, which I'm guessing we all did, it took time and effort and like you're locating the songs and you're like, you know, getting a fresh tape and you're making the cover art and everything. If you were like me, and now it's just like, you know, you open your Spotify and you're just pulling songs and, you know, you can do it in 2 minutes. So, I mean, how impressive is that? Are you happy to get a playlist from someone on Spotify?
Yes, absolutely.
I like using other people's playlist.
Yeah. Tell us your thoughts on Spotify, Eric. I know you have strong feelings.
I'm not a Spotify guy, but I do remember being a kid, and when you had the cassette and you put it in there and you waited for the song on the radio that you wanted, and then you'd mash record, but you'd have to listen for like an hour or two until, like, you know, I Want Your Sex by George Michael comes on, and you'd be like, hit it. And if the DJ was talking over it, you were just screwed.
Yeah.
That's not romance.
Or they cut it short at the end.
Right.
Taper it out, and then you can't get the whole
thing. Start talking over it.
Otherwise, I got to spend my allowance on a record that, you know, only, let's be honest, only had like two or three good songs on it.
What is Spotify? What is that? What?
And welcome back to Howdy Hillsboro, everyone.
97.9 The Hill. No point.
My song was Jump by Van Halen, and I recorded it like 20 times in a row on one tape, and I'll just listen to it over and over. So that should tell you something about me as a 9-year-old.
What was there? Was there a song that you and Jamie dedicated to each other?
Yeah. What's your song?
Oh, I would say Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia.
Oh.
Wow. Wow.
That's pretty.
It's tasteful. It's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably one of the. Anything by Neil Diamond.
Okay.
I know that sounds...
Holy Holy.
Yeah.
Like that one?
Yeah.
That's a jam, dude. Yeah. That's a straight up jam.
Yeah. Totally. All right, let's move on. Let's see. Dear Alexis, I've been wearing the same selection of clothes for like 10 years. When I go shopping, which is rare, I tend to buy clothes that look exactly like the clothes I already have that I've been wearing for 10 years. Is this okay? How do I find out what's cool to wear these days and get myself to try new things? I think the mark of an adult is that you've chosen a style and you kind of stick with it. That's my opinion. I am a fan of the uniform. It's like black jeans, a black shirt, everything black most of the time. That's just how I do. In fact, I wore a pink shirt yesterday and you didn't say anything, Eric, and I was really surprised.
Well, it was your day off.
You think on my day off I wear like colorful clothing?
Yeah, that's just what I figured. And besides, Lana told me that meeting that I had with you and Lana said I'm no longer allowed to comment on your appearance.
Lana is our HR specialist. I'm not great on trying new things because I've been wearing the same style of clothing for a very long time. I've also had the same haircut since I was like 5 years old. So
be happy with yourself.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what about you guys? Have you been rocking the same fashion choices for most of your lives?
Many years. Yeah. It's the same deal.
Tell us what you dressed like in high school.
Oh.
Any flashy stuff?
No. Corduroys, the old Levi corduroy, you know.
Like flared? Flared at the bottom?
Yeah, maybe an assortment of three colors, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Black, brown, and maybe navy, you know. Converse, Adidas, tennis shoes.
Did you have long hair?
Yeah.
Dude, we got to get some pictures.
This is probably the longest it's ever been, though.
Wow.
Yeah. Going on 13 months, I think.
Eric, I know you had some interesting fashion choices as a teen.
Oh, I was a skater kid. I wore little Bugle Boys, you know, it was Ocean Pacific stuff. Yeah, I took a little skateboard to school. I was a little skater kid. But I tell you, like, I found I'm most comfortable in Hillsboro with, like, my jeans and, you know, dive bar t-shirts. That's how, but I, the secret family, I have, like, you know, a couple states over.
I wear
suits. Not a lot of people know this, but I wear suits because that wife thinks I'm an insurance salesman.
I've seen pictures of you in a suit. It's, you know, it's pretty sophisticated.
The word you would use is would.
I wear it to be comfortable, you know, whatever you're comfortable in.
But in answer to the question, which we haven't actually answered, I think, you know, I would say just look around you, you know, street fashion. Hillsboro isn't exactly like a bastion of street fashion, but you know, if you see somebody wearing something cool, ask them where they got it. You know, people love that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, cool shirt. Where'd you get it?
I think it's like Jim said, be happy.
Or just ask them if they want to trade you.
What you wear. You're at your best when you're comfortable. Right?
That's true.
You know, when you feel comfortable.
And my number one rule is if it feels tight on you, probably be a little tighter.
If it feels tight on you, you're probably fat and you should lose some weight.
No, just wear it a little tighter, man.
Next question.
We've got time for one more?
We've got time for one more.
Great. Okay. Dear Alexis, when I eat a meal that is loaded with vegetables and fruit and healthy items, I generally feel better than when I eat things like cheeseburgers, fries, and pizza. But I'm always craving things like cheeseburgers, fries, and pizza. Why is feeling good not enough motivation to get me to crave the healthy foods? And how do I get to the point where I want the healthy foods all the time? Well, that's going to take discipline, because you're right. When you do eat vegetables and healthy foods, your body thanks you and you feel good. But all that other stuff is like, it's comforting. Like, you crave that stuff because it makes your like brain feel good, but your body feels terrible. So I would say, like, don't judge yourself too much. Just, you know, eat whatever you want in moderation. That's my philosophy. Moderation. Like, go ahead and have the fries, but like, don't eat a huge thing of them, and then don't have them again for a while. Eric, Jim.
Small portions. I agree with you. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait until you're drunk to eat, because then, like, just the same way as you forgot that you eat it, your body will have forgotten that you ate it. And that's just, and it metabolizes faster with alcohol.
Save the bad food for road trips.
I don't think that's scientifically sound.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
But that is a good one.
Save the bad food for road trips.
That's when I eat candy.
Buy good stuff for the house.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. That's what I try to tell Lana all the time.
So then you say, we're going to the coast next weekend. We're going to stop at several of our best bad food places, right?
Yeah.
We're going to load up.
What's your favorite, Jim?
That's okay. My favorite one is Captain D's.
You want to? I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a fried seafood house.
Oh,
yeah, it's a fried seafood.
And the only one around for miles is in Durham on Roxborough Road.
Okay.
Yeah, the guy that owns that one comes here.
Yes.
Yeah, he's a regular.
Yep. Sweet.
Mm-hmm. So, Captain D's, stop by there today. Get you some hush puppies.
Love it.
All right, so maybe we've picked up a new sponsor. I don't know, but
Captain D's.
In the meantime, let's go back to our one, and then we'll be right back here in a minute to talk about Hillsboro, and maybe some more Ask Alexis questions with Alexis and Jim Parker. Y'all stick around.
Later.
The Chapel Hill Media Group is 97.9 The Hill WCHL, your hometown radio station, and chapelboro.com, your hometown online newspaper with local news.
Welcome back to News on the Hill.
Local events.
The Carborough Music Festival is back.
Music for folks who love music. And Tar Heel Sports.
Carolina is going to go to the national championship.
Get informed and connected with your community through the Chapel Hill Media Group.
Howdy, Hillsboro. I mean. You know, that's kind of like the equivalent, like, when you hear cats having sex in the middle of the night. That's kind of like what it was. That's a romantic Howdy Hillsboro. Mm-hmm. Here on 97.9 The Hill, no point. Welcome back. It's Howdy Hillsboro. I'm Eric. This is Alexis. And we're here with Jim Parker. Man, we're having such a good time. But guess what? The good time doesn't just stop here when this radio show is over, canceled, or ended, whatever it is. The good times keep on rolling, and they roll it yonder at 114 West King Street. And this week, boy, are the good times rolling in, because starting on Tuesday, we have open mic, Hillsboro's open mic, rated the number one open mic in North Carolina by Open Mic Magazine. And on Wednesday, we have Songwriters in the Round with Kirk Ridge, and one of his special guests are the Jesse Fox of Love and Valor. You don't want to miss that. And then we have Jazz on Thursday with La Trois Chat.
Yes. That means three cats.
But there's usually four of them. And on Friday, we have the Couldn't Be Happiers. That's right. Come in and get your romance on. But get ready to dance hard and rowdy, because on Saturday, it's the fabulous Nightlife Boogie. And they're bringing it. But guess what? The weekend isn't over yet, because it's our bonus night. That is Sunday night, Sunday show, live comedy showcase with Jeremy Alder. Only $10, and you get to see some of the top comics in the business today. Which one are you going to go to, Jim?
The correct answer is all of them.
Probably all of them, Eric.
Yeah, get your card punched, because, by the way, you don't know this, but if you go to all six events, get your card punched, Alexis will buy you a smoothie.
All six. I will be at it.
I'll do what?
A smoothie. We talked about this. Anyway, Alexis, I think there are still some questions in your Ask Alexis portal. Someone is. And if you have questions for Ask Alexis, don't forget, come on down here to Yonder at 114 West King Street in beautiful downtown Colonial AF Hillsboro. Come to the pickle jar on the bar. Stick it in there.
Drop it in.
Stick it in.
Shove it in. It'll fit.
It'll fit. Or you can put it on the portal on WCHLChapelboro.com. Or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that,
that's what it is. Chapelboro.com/Howdy Hillsboro. So we've got a couple more questions here. Dear Alexis, I like using wallflowers, the little fragrance bottles that you plug into the wall to keep my home smelling fresh and clean. But some people who are guests are really overwhelmed by the smell and comment about it. I'm in my home a lot more than any guests, but should I just give up on the wallflowers so I don't have to stress about anyone's reaction who comes over? I think you probably have a dead animal trapped somewhere in your walls if you feel the need to use that much product to get the smell to go away. Either that or you need to shower, or artificial smells in a house are never good. Just make it clean. Open right. your windows. Yeah. Like, what's up with you guys use Glade plugins?
They're so offensive.
To you? Yeah.
Yeah. Some people have them in their cars.
The little things that hang from it, the...
Well, not necessarily the hanging tree, but some people put the little plug in the air vents. And so when the air conditioner blows, it blows the scent into the, you know, all in the vehicle. I cannot get in a car with one of those.
I'm a sucker for a good scented candle. You know, I got several bourbon scented candles, and those are just great to have around the house. And since today's my birthday, why don't you guys hook me up with some scented candles?
Oh,
if
yeah.
If they open this door, we could get some bourbon.
Yeah.
Oh, do you think they're going to open?
Which brings us back to our original point. Like, if someone knows the secret way into the ABC store, it's you, right?
There's a tunnel, right?
I designed a little trap
door. I no longer have the key, so...
Yeah, but I'm sure you, I think the computer guys call it a back door.
I think there's a tunnel that goes from Yonder Bar to the ABC store.
If there's not, so, there should be.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Maybe if we knew someone that could design one.
Right.
Next question.
All right. Let's see. Dear Alexis, I want to take a trip, but I'm scrambling for ideas. What's the best trip you've ever taken? The one you have the best memories from. I don't think they're asking about an acid trip, right?
That was okay. Then I'll scratch that.
Physical or mental?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been on a lot of mental trips.
All three of us went there, by the way. All three of us. It's the
yeah.
hat trick.
I remember seeing you there.
Yeah.
Yeah. what's the best trip I've ever been on? You know, I like the staycation personally. Mm-hmm. I'm not big on traveling, kind of a homebody. So I'm going to say I like the Riverwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who designed it?
Jim Parker.
Our guest, Jim Parker.
On 97.9 The Hill. No point.
Right here.
WCHL. Jim, where do you like to go when you go on vacation?
Staycation is good, Alexis.
Yeah.
Colonial Inn. That's a great overnight little thing. And you're right here in town. You can go to Yonder Bar. Then you can just
But you
walk.
Can't sleep here.
No, you can, but you can come down here
Atlanta won't
until
let
you get either thrown out or they close, and then you can go to the Colonial Inn. It's a great staycation.
That's brilliant.
I think Jamie and I have done it two nights in a row. Not being kicked out, but staying at the Colonial
right.
Inn.
Right. Well, you have children. Multiple. I don't even know how many.
I don't think he knows.
We have five under the house that we know about.
Yeah.
So they're getting to the point they can. They're getting to the point they can stay.
Like the older ones can take care of the younger ones,
we
right?
Reach that point.
Yeah. So y'all can like take off for a night.
A little bit. Yeah. A little more freedom.
Yeah. That must feel good.
It does. Yeah.
Sweet, Eric. Where do you want to go on vacation?
Like the trip we took to Ireland, so much that we're going to do it again. So.
Are you sure they're going to let you in?
I've been removed once. Man, let me tell you, this has been so much fun, Jim. This has been a blast. We should do this more often. Hang out outside the liquor store on a Sunday with good old Jim Parker here. Thank you very much. And hey, thank all of y'all, all three of y'all, for listening to this number one rated talk show in North Carolina. Alexis, you got anything left to say?
Nah, man. I'm just, I was hoping to buy you a bottle of bourbon for your birthday, but I guess it's just going to have to wait.
We can steal one.
I tell you what, hey, next Sunday we have Bob Burtman hanging out in here, man. It's going to be good to get that band back together. But in the meantime, thank y'all for coming around and thanks for coming out and you're all set.
I was driving home early Sunday morning through Bakersfield, listening to gospel music on the college radio station. And the preacher said, you know, you always have the law.